Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, is this Madeline?
Yes, can I help you?
Hi, Madeline. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, I am doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Do you have a minute?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So,
calling me first.
Yeah. So it looks like we are able to prove an initial approval here for the business.
Okay.
We're a little bit limited on all of our programs just because of some of the time in business, because, you know, it's been 6 months. We usually want 1 year, but we do have some programs. And then there were some things that came up. I don't have the exact details, but something with the background check that limited us on some items as well. But with that being said, we were able to approve $50,000. This would be one of our entry-level programs to get your foot in the door. And then from there, as long as the payments are made on time, in a few months, we can reevaluate everything and then get you into a longer program and then potentially get you additional funding if that works. But right now, we'd be able to do $50,000. This would be over a seven-month term with the option to renew in about 3 months.
Okay.
So we take a look at it 3 months. If everything looks good, then we can probably get you into our year program or possibly longer. Because we have programs that go out to a couple years. So we can have some more options for you.
This loan, when you say a three-month program, I'm sorry to cut you off. It means that I have to pay those $50,000 in 3 months.
No. You have 7 months.
I have 7 months to pay off the $50,000.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you can refinance the loan in about 3 months. Which means that you can stretch the loan back out. We would issue a new approval. And at that point, you would probably get approved for a longer term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe a year, year and a half, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be the interest on this $50,000?
Yeah, so the way this would work is it would be $50,000. It would be wired into your business bank account. It's a business loan. It'll go on your business credit, and you'll get tax write-offs as well because it is a business loan. And then you could use the funds for whatever you want. Typically, you can write off about 33% of the interest. That's kind of the where it usually falls, but you could talk to your CPA about it. And then the repayment on the loan is paid back daily, so it's Monday through Friday. It's not on holidays or weekends, and it would be an automatic payment that would come out, a fixed amount. So in your case, it would be $410 Monday through Friday. It's just a monthly payment that would be broken down to a smaller payment. So that's how that would be repaid. And then this doesn't have an APR. There's just a fixed cost to the funds. So on $50,000, if you were to pay it back, this is if you went full term all 7 months and you didn't do a refinance. Because if you do a refinance, we can usually renegotiate the rate for you. But on $50,000, if you went full term, you'd be looking at a principal and interest payback of
$65,000. So it's $15,000 on interest.
Correct.
Okay, and if I pay it before, do I save any of those $50,000?
Yeah, so you can either get a discount if you want to pay it off early, or if you do a refinance, then we would just refinance the loan, and then the remaining interest would just go in the new loan, but we can negotiate a better rate and term for you.
Gotcha.
But you can also pay the loan off early and usually get a discount if you want to.
Okay, and on the same time that I do those refinance, let me see, how can I say that? Can I increase that loan amount, or that'll stay on the $50,000?
Yes.
All the time until I pay?
No. They'll reevaluate everything. Typically, they just want to get some, you know, a little bit of history with you.
Right.
So at that point,
they
see, because it's a new business. If they see, you know what, she's been making the payments on time, usually 90% of the time you get a larger approval. So you may get approved for $80,000. It could be $100,000 next time. Your bank supports that, but because it's just a newer business, they just want to start with this amount. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
And kind of get your foot in the door. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think just to like start something, because I'm always scared of this kind of programs that you pay daily, and you know, and you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like if you ask for a loan, basically the rate's going to be the same. It's just like you have monthly payment and you make it on your own, but I think it's
right.
not the same. It works the same way.
Yeah.
Just like the way it's easier, because it's not the same making a full payment in a month that making it every day.
That's kind of why they break it down, because then it's just a small payment where someone's not overwhelmed with a large payment at the beginning or the end of the month. So
right.
And then, you know, in 3 months we could see if we can extend that, and that would pretty much lower the payment by hopefully by half, which would be nice as well. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that means that if I make, a payment of $410 every day times 5 days, that's about $2,050 a week.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And if I put that into 4 payments, that'll be $8,200 a month.
It'll be right around there, yeah.
Right. And then that times 7 is $57,400, but we're saying that we're paying off $65,000. So there is a...
Correct.
A little bit of different there, so can you tell me that why?
Because I think you're not using the correct amount of numbers. So we, on the paperwork, you'll see what it is, and it'll be exactly $65,000.
It'll be exactly $65,000.
Yeah.
So all I need to know is that I'm paying back interest of $15,000.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you tell me how much is this percent, the interest? Rate? I'm sorry?
Well, it doesn't have an interest rate, and the reason is because a lot of the programs are not even a year long, like in your case. So we use a rate factor, and that kind of dictates what the payback is, but it's not really an interest rate because some loans are 6 months, some are 2 years. They may have the same rate factor. But the interest rate would be different. So somebody with a higher interest rate could be paying back less overall than somebody else. So it doesn't really make sense in this particular loan. It's not like a 5-year car loan. You know, it doesn't work that way. But the reason you would want an APR is to figure out how much interest you're paying. But we tell you that up front.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Another question I have. I think I'm done. I think, let's go ahead and do that. The paperwork that you need me to sign or anything else that you need from me.
Sure.
We're good to go.
Okay. So all I need is a voided business check.
Okay.
And a driver's license copy.
It'll be mine, right?
Yes, for you.
Okay.
And then I can generate your documents, and once they're ready, I'll email them to you. And then have you sign them. You can fax them back, and I'll probably just need a couple items before funding.
Okay.
Just the driver's license and the voided business check.
Okay. We'll be on your way just in a little bit. Give me a couple minutes, and that'll be on your way.
No problem. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.